Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. We thank you for joining us this morning. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California. And we thank you, Lord, for making a way for us on this Monday. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you, God, that you are a way maker. We thank you that you are a miracle worker. We thank you that you are our all in all, Father. And we thank you for this, the Master's Call. We thank you for this Monday that you have allowed for us to wake up and to get up, God. We say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. God, have your way in us this day, Father. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for their yes, God. We thank you for the mission and the mandate that you gave to them, oh God, for this platform, this telecommunication sanctuary. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, that our ears and our hearts and our eyes will be open to hear what you say, to see what you do, God, to expect and anticipate great and mighty things in the name of Jesus, Father. We lift up artist life to you, Father, and we lift up our speakers that will come this morning, Father God. Increase in them as they decrease in the name of Jesus, Father. Allow your presence, allow your power, allow your authority to saturate us as we go out into the marketplace as ministers that you have called us forth to be, Father. We love you and we bless you. And we simply tell you this morning, God, we thank you for everything. We bless you for everything. We glorify you for everything. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the miraculous, in the marvelous, in the magnificent, and in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Thank you, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that tag, He Made a Way, and also with that powerful prayer. Good morning, TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, calling from Snellville, Georgia. And I would love to tell you about this call. The Master's Call was founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and our doctor and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon. We stand on this scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and that says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website that you can visit, www.themasterscall.net, and this is where all of our messages have been archived, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. And you could read about them there. Our theme for the year is in 2019, God's Hand of Justice, Integrity, and Truth in Me, individually and collectively, will clearly be seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what our minister Tiffany did this morning, or as a host, such as what I'm doing this morning, or share a word from the Lord, or you might even have a prayer request and or a praise report. Well, you could submit all of that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, we all were woven together through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, and we still feature great products to help the world become healthier. And we have a new morning motivational call from artists held Monday through Friday right after this call. This is where a team of our leaders give vital information on the benefits of the Wonderful Artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. And if you need a bypass number in order to still receive that conference call free of charge, you can call this bypass number. It's 716-293-9707. And today on the morning motivational call, it's Inspirational Monday. And our speaker for our time is our very own Dr. P.K. Patton, one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call. And I'll tell you a little bit about her. She's a native of Monticello, Mississippi. And for many years, she was commissioned as an Army chaplain, as well as a military intelligence group and senior pastor, as well as an associate pastor for military chapel. She even served for a season as the one and only ambassador of Artists International. And she is in a new and joyous season in her life. She's a newly wed to her tall, dark, and handsome Mr. Lester Wallace Patton, who you will also hear on the call, and who loves her like Christ loves his bride, the church. Dr. Patton, are you on the line with us?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Rebecca?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you loud and clear.
Well, good morning to you, and thank you so much for your wonderful introduction. I surely appreciate and love you and our little princess that's formulating and getting ready to come and meet us. God bless you. I also want to thank God for our songbird out of California, Minister Tiffany, for being with us today. We are so excited about each and every one of you, our TMC family members. Pastor Vanessa and I could never, ever thank God enough for you and what you bring to the people of God as you come forth and minister and worship with us each and every morning. Thank you, God. And so with that being said, I also want you all to know that when you fast, oh, glory to God, you need to expect some opposition, because the enemy calls Satan and his demons. He doesn't want you to be successful in fasting. He knows that so many things come forth, so many breakthroughs, so many miracles, hallelujah, take place during a fast. So I thank him today that we are on our 38th day. You all hang in there. Wednesday is our last day. I went and took my little grandbabies out on Saturday to eat. I sat right there with my water. And then I got up and walked around and looked at folks' food, looked at food. And just to say to the enemy, food does not master me. I rule food. Food doesn't rule me. Glory to God. I'm thankful. I went and looked at the chicken. Lord knows, you know I can eat a half a chicken in one sitting. But God, I looked at all of it, fried, barbecued, and everything. Yes, we were at a buffet. I don't like eating at buffets anyway. But anyway, I just thank God today for the victory. I don't know about you and what you are receiving, but I'm telling you, we are getting some mighty breakthroughs. And with that, you all, I want you to know that my opposition and my challenge, I just want to share with you a little bit, because we started out with breakthrough, how to break through, and the different breakthroughs that have taken place in the Bible. And so I just want you to know about one of mine this week only. On Monday, my husband, my tall, dark, and handsome husband, yes, most supportive, oh, Lord Jesus, he went in and had surgery on his eye. And Tuesday, of course, you know, he's going to rest from the surgery. Wednesday, he could not get up. Had the flu. I mean, I'm telling you, fever. He was so hot, I really couldn't hardly touch him. He could not leave his hand on me too long, I promise you that. He was just that hot. And then my daughter calls and said, Mom, I'm taking everybody to the ER. Everybody over here on my side is sick. That meant my two grandbabies, she and her husband, they all went to ER. I said, that devil is a liar. I will not come off this fast because of you. And you all, that's one time that I felt like I needed to. For some reason, yes, I do know why, but I just kind of felt like I needed to. But I prayed through that, a breakthrough. I prayed through that time because I felt like if I ate, I'd be strong enough to drive. I had to drive. I felt like if I ate, I'd be strong enough to cook. Yes, Dr. PK had to cook, chop up everything, and made a big pot of chicken soup. My grandson declares that my sick chicken soup made him well. And, you know, just talking about my own personal breakthrough. And so I want you to know that God has delivered. Babe, only you can tell. Just say hello. I don't want you to do anything else this morning.
Good morning, TMC family. Good morning to everyone. It's just good to be back this morning. I am headed for another eye appointment, but I want to tell everybody at TMC family that I appreciate your prayers. Thank you for the phone calls. Thank you for everything. Dr. V, thank you for everything. And tell Mother hello until I am out and about. But thank God for everything this morning. And God is good all the time, and all the time God is good.
Yes, he
is. My baby.
Yes, he is. Thank you, sweetheart. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. This morning, what I would like for you to do is to just think about, what breakthroughs have you had with this fast? What miracles have you seen in your life with this fast? What has God done for you lately? Uh-huh. I want you to just reminisce over the past 38 days from where you started to where you are now. I thank God that I have a 78-year-old man from our church, who called and said to me, maybe you need to just write all of this down and do a book because I have not fasted like this before. I've been in church, but I haven't fasted. And everything I told him to do, he told me he did it. Of course, I just started him out on 3 days, and I told him about our quarterly 10-day fast. Why am I talking so much about fasting today? Because that's what I believe God has called Babe and I to do, is to talk about fasting and let the other preachers preach on prayer and preach on the miracles of God that comes as a result of fasting. We're going to keep it front and center. And as I've already stated, when we first started with our fast, we started off talking to you and preaching to you about breakthrough. And we told you that one of the greatest scriptures that helped us to break through barriers, to break through obstacles, to break through roadblocks, to break through challenges, all of that comes, we use the scripture Psalms 91. And I would encourage you to go back and read Psalms 91. But Psalms 91:15 is real special to me. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver, and I will honor. God has given you that promise. How many of you know that God is a God who does not break promises? It doesn't mean that we get everything we want, but what he says in the word is what he will do. I want you to know that we also have encouraged you as you are praying and fasting. It's to stop and listen to what God is telling you that he wants for you, and so that you can pray not for what you want, but for what God wants for you. God has something good for each and every one of us that we miss because we don't stop long enough. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I love you this morning. I feel my preach coming on. We don't stop long enough to hear what thus says the Lord. You see, God is so awesome. He tells us over in Jeremiah 32 and 17, Lord God, here's Jeremiah talking, glory to God. Behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm. And there is nothing, nothing, somebody better say nothing, nothing too hard for God to do. Yes, the Lord is showing me this morning that there are some hard things that you are facing. Yesterday, in honor of our Black History Month at church, my granddaughter got up and said, my name is Jelani Welch. I am strong. I am brave, and I can do hard things. I know you all know where that came from our own baby T, Karen. Yes, 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 yes. We as a people, we have been strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We had to be brave. Yes, yes, yes. And we have done some hard things. But I want you to know that we are still in this world, in this flesh, dealing with the enemy. And we need to go back, hallelujah, and pick up what our ancestors gave and left us. And that is the tools of praying and fasting. Somebody ought to say, yes, 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 she's telling the truth. And then we went on, you all, and I want you to know that we looked at Job. Hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus. And my husband talked to you about how God will restore unto you. In a fast, it means that he'll bring things back to its original state. Some of you feel that you have lost something that you never will have back. Well, I want you to know that some of that stuff that God, that you lost, God just helped you walk up out of because you don't need it. And now that God has set you free from it, I want you to know that you can stay free in the name of Jesus, leaning and depending on him. You don't have to depend on man for anything because God has everything. Hallelujah. That sounds just like a new one for me. You don't have to depend on man for anything. Why? Because your heavenly Father has everything. We bless the name of Jesus for that revelation. Glory be to God. And I want you all to know that last week I came back and the week before, and I talked to you about the woman with the issue of blood and the fact that she had faith enough, glory to God, to push through her obstacles, to push through the crowd, to push through. Some of you got to push. Pray until something happens. Push. Pray until something happens. Push. Some of you need to push. Push on out these last 3 days. Do something extraordinary for God in these last 3 days. Expect great things from God in these last 3 days. Set yourself up for the greatness of God in these last 3 days. Well, when she pushed her way through, when she got through her obstacles, and she just touched, ha, 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 she just touched the hem of his garment. Yes, she did. Hey, glory to God. She just touched him, and because of the touch, she received her miracle. She received her miracle. And the Lord said, daughter, thou faith did not heal her, you all. Her faith has made her whole. That means that everything that was broken in her life, some of you are living in some broken situations, just broke down, ugly situations. But I'm here to tell you that the fasting and prayer will do for you what God has for you in making you whole. Sometimes we need to stop all activity. I encourage you to put down technology for a while, just a little while, because I know most folks are addicted to it. We act like we cannot go without this cell phone, not 1 hour, not 1 hour. If you feel that strongly about this phone, I declare unto you, it cannot do for you what God can do. Turn it off just for 1 hour. Sacrifice that hour to the Lord, laying out before him, crying out to him, God, what is it that you would have me to do? I'm listening to you without distraction. Some of you, good, saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, on your way to heaven, saints, you are so addicted to the TV until you cannot turn it off just for a day, year-old a brother that called me about fasting. I said, one thing you got to know is that if you are fasting and doing without food and not praying, you are just dieting. Uh-huh. If you are just turning down your plate and going through the motions and you are not praying, you aren't doing a fast. You are doing a diet. That's what you are doing. But I call you to fast and pray. Bless the name of Jesus. And the final thing that I would encourage you to do today, I was going to talk to you about Paul and Silas, but God stopped me and said, remind them of what you have already said and what they should already have on their plate today, what they should already have in their toolbox today, and that which they don't have to go back and press and push through, knowing that I am here and ready for them to have great things. I want you to go out expecting great things. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And when we praise him, when we praise the Lord, hallelujah, I hear my minister Tiffany out there. I hear my minister Sharon out there who leads us in praise. Hallelujah. Minister Tiffany, I would like for you to come and give us one praise as we close this call. We're going to turn it back over after your song to our Minister Rebecca. Minister Tiffany, are you there? Glory be to God.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me how great is our God. And all will see how great. How great, how great, how great, how great is our God.
Hallelujah, we serve a great God. Back over to you, Minister Rebecca.
Minister Rebecca, are you there? Glory to God. I don't know if she can get in or not. Minister Tiffany, you want to go
on? Okay, fine. We'll just thank you, Dr. PK. I'll go ahead and continue.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. PK. Definitely, we will tap into these next 3 days in a mighty way. And so if you have not joined us and connected with us on fast, we invite you to really press in today, tomorrow, and Wednesday and expect God for great things. Dr. PK, I'll be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day, but let us go ahead and go to God in prayer and pray over our prayer requests.
Father, we just bless you and we praise you. We thank you, God, that you are a great God. We thank you that you do great and mighty things, God. We thank you and we anticipate and expect miracles, signs, and wonders in our lives on this day, Father. So, Father, we press in this day, Father, so that in during the course of this fast, the end of this fast, God, that you will show us great and mighty things, God. We just simply say thank you for the breakthrough, strength. Thank you for the manifestations. Thank you for the miracles, signs, and wonders that we've already seen during the course of this fast, God. We thank you, God, that you have aligned us up, that thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven in our lives, Father. We just bless you and give your name the praise, the honor, and glory in Jesus' name. And Minister Rebecca, you're on the line. Go ahead and take over the call from here. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Minister Rebecca?
Oh, hello. Can you hear me?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. And thank you, Dr. PK, for that wonderful message. TMC family, to hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call the playback number at 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. And the new morning motivational call is next. Again, that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND, and our own minister, Cynthia Cox, will be speaking on the morning motivational call this morning. Thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer and also for filling in for me right there. Thank you, Dr. PK, once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Glory be to God. As we close today, I am encouraging you, each and every one of you, to know that the scripture that our prayer general gave us, Minister Brenda, last year, setting the foundation for what God wants to do for us in 2019, comes from Jeremiah 33:3. Put it on your refrigerator so you can eat spiritually before you eat physically each and every day. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show you great and mighty things. God wants to show us great and mighty things. Don't you know it? Yes, I'm here to tell you that he does. Now, God, to you, God, who can keep us from all danger, seen and unseen, I ask, God, that you help each and every one of us to claim the super fantastic lifestyle that you have for each of us. This is there as we close today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. I say unto you, my dear friends and my sisters, brothers, daughters, sons, I say unto you now, go out and live a super fantastic life for God. I love you. Bye-bye.